Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam to all of you, dear brother, dear sister, wherever you are. Inshallah, all of you are doing well. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about we must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah plays great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive. On that blessed night our prophets journey, when all prophets arrived there miraculously. In the Mosque Al-Aqsa, Allah chose thee. You're blessed that your land was touched by the feet. Philistine, 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 Philistine.
By the way, we look at the calendar. Today is Saturday, 12th of Zilqa'dah, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Ordibehisht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of May 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by listening to Chapter Al-Isra, verse 1.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil haram ilal masjidil aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. Innahu huwa as-sami'ul basir.
Exalted is he who took his servant by night from al-Masjid al-Haram to al-Masjid al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed, to show him of our signs. Indeed, he is the hearing, the seeing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
By using the phrase Masjid al-Aqsa here, meant Bayt al-Muqaddas, which is the farthest mosque, for at that time no other mosque existed farther than that. We had blessed its entire surroundings with material, spiritual, worldly, and religious blessings. For that was the place of worship of the highly esteemed prophets, as well as the place for the descending of the revelation, which was a sacred point with flowing streams surrounded by fully fruit-bearing trees.
They cannot break us, they cannot shake us, patiently waiting for guaranteed freedom. You can take our homes, but we will remain strong. 'Cause Allah's on our side, and He's where we belong. Palestine, Palestine, wipe those tears from those saddened eyes. Palestine, Palestine, Jannah waits for your innocent life. Palestine, Palestine, we'll be free, yeah, Palestine.
As I told you, we're going to speak about not forgetting the suffering of Gaza's people. The Zionist regime has intensified its attacks on the Gaza Strip in recent days and has committed the most heinous war crime against the Palestinian people of Gaza. Contrary to the warnings of some international and legal institutions, no serious action has been taken by countries and international organizations to prevent Israel's actions. In the meantime, in addition to the start of indirect negotiations between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the United States, the situation in the Middle East, especially Gaza, and the oppressed Palestinian people has received very limited attention in this strip. Even public protests in the world and Europe have received less attention from international organizations.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali Host, the issue of Gaza and Palestine. The story that aches the heart of any freedom seeker from any part of the world. The Gaza war may be the beginning of the end, but not for Palestine. This is what we are going to talk about. It might be an end, but not definitely for Palestine and Palestinians. If you want to find the roots of the current Gaza war in the short term, it is enough to look at 4 days before the Al-Aqsa storm operation, before the Hamas attack on the south of the occupied territories. 4 days before the Al-Aqsa storm operation, while there was still no news of conflicts, the Hebrew language newspaper Haaretz published an additional entitled "Israeli New Fascism Threatens Israel." A month earlier, 200 high school graduates refused to perform military service, saying we cannot serve the fascist settlers who now control the cabinet. And 3 months before that, more than 20,000 reserve officers of the Zionist regime's army had announced their resignation from military activity due to opposition to Netanyahu. Netanyahu's political cabinet had shown itself to be a fascist Israel cabinet long before the Al-Aqsa storm, which had a record of all human rights violations from violent racism to humiliation. And this situation had brought this cabinet to the verge of collapse. Frequent attacks on Al-Aqsa Mosque, along with widespread arrest in Jenin camps and other areas of the West Bank, and continuous attacks on the Palestinian camp in the past year, had reached their peak, and Al-Aqsa storm took shape after this critical situation. In other words, the Al-Aqsa storm was a response to the crisis created by Netanyahu's cabinet.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your
Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah. This is today's special, and we speak about understanding and supporting Palestine. Along with being subjected to state and settler violence on a daily basis, many Palestinian people are suffering from dire economic situation. The Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands means that many people do not have any employment and are living in poverty. For people who are able to donate money to the various organizations working in Palestine to assist them with basic resources, your donation will bring humanitarian relief and support efforts to stop the violence and build conditions of peace. This will help to assist the people of Palestine. By the way, we will not forget Gaza, a treatment to resilience and resistance. The pain of Gaza is not a fleeting headline. It's a story etched in blood, rubble, and unyielding hope, a chronicle of a people whose existence has become a daily act of defiance. To say we will not forget Gaza is to reject the erasure of life's history and humanity. It is a vow to honor the voices drowned out by explosions, the children whose dreams were buried under collapsed buildings, and the negotiations who have inherited occupation, and the generations who have inherited occupation, blockade, and war as their inheritance. For decades, Gaza has been a microcosm of the Palestinian struggle, a narrow strip of land, besieged and sacred, yet fiercely alive. Its martyrs are not just names on a list, but symbols of a collective refusal to surrender. The world watched hospitals crumble, mosques reduced to ash, the families obliterated in seconds. Yet aim the ruins. Gaza's resilience persists, a resilience forged in the ashes of every funeral, every orphan child, every home turned to dust. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
There are some naive Shias who say, well, this has nothing to do with us. They're not Shia. Do you have no shame? Are you going to ignore the words of your Imam? Who when he was on his deathbed, when Ali was on his deathbed, what did he say to Hassan and Hussein and to all of the Muslims? وَكُونَا لِلظَّالِمِ خَصْمَا وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنَا. Resist the oppressor and support the oppressed. The Imam didn't say, he didn't speak about the religious identity of the oppressor or the religious identity of the oppressed. If the zalim is a Muslim, we oppose him. If the mazloom is non-Muslim, we support him. It doesn't matter. We oppose the oppressor. And it's important for us, my dear brothers and sisters, to realize that we share a common interest with Palestinians. If we abandon the cause of Palestine, believe me, the occupiers will continue to expand their map. Today it is Palestine. Tomorrow it will be South Lebanon, and then it will be Syria. If there's no resistance, then that's it. The Muslim lands are gone. They will be occupied. This is what they want. They want you to say, no, this is a Palestinian thing. You're Iraqi, what do you have to do with it? Or you're Syrian, this is none of your business. It is absolutely our business. Because we're not Iraqi, Palestinian, Syrian, Yemeni. We are Muslim. We're part of one ummah, the ummah of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much. In this episode of today's special, we talked about a must. We must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people. We always remember them, and may Allah bless all of them. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي